Давай, может быть, как-нибудь, пока не поздно. Отведите, ребята, Олег, не делайте это, не делайте, не надо. Вы в любом случае, Олег, пойми, и ты погибнешь, и я погибну. Что с этого толку будет?
Сам правильно пойми, что ты будешь. Вот опять пишу письмо, здравствуй, мама. Все как прежде, хорошо, все нормально. Мать не знает, бывает трудно, но мать не знает, как мы ходим по горам, как проходим. Наши власти годам, как не станем ни одного
плана.
Почему же гранат шагает наш отряд, там где-то далеко
гора,
стрельба.
Почему
же гранат и красиво летят, и от разрыва вся дрожит.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, new toss. Then, beware of zombie deer disease. And then, robot waifu general. And for the finale, NPR CEO holds TED Talk. That'll be the show. Gonna be great. You may have noticed that my voice may sound slightly different today. Well, that's because I'm fucking sick. And I was sick yesterday, too, and that's why I was in such a bad mode. That's why I was in a bad mode. I was sick, and I didn't feel good. It affected my brain cells. It made my brain cells mad or something, and rawr, or some shit. I don't know. I'm back to being sick again. I don't think I've been this sick this often. That's weird. I don't even know where I got this from. Must have been from one of the stupid nurses that came. Fucking stupid nurses. Spreading disease to my elderly grandparents. Assholes.
Niggy niggy nig nigger nigger nig niggy. Niggy to the nig nig nigger. Niggy to nig nig the niggy nig nigger. Niggy to the nig nig nigger. Niggy to nig nig the niggy nig nigger. Niggy to the nig nig nigger. Niggy to nig nig the niggy nig nigger. And niggy niggy nig nigger nigger nig niggy. Niggy to the nig nig nigger. Niggy to nig nig the niggy nig nigger. A niggy. A niggy to the nig nig nigger nig niggity nig.
That's fun. Yeah, so I'm sick. I'm not feeling good. Oh well. We'll push through it. Dio says, Vax cattle sick far more often than pure-blood Chads. I don't remember being sick at all last year, Dio. Do you guys remember me being that sick? I don't remember being sick at all. Now I'm sick randomly. I don't know. Random. Weird. Questionable. First threat, Newtos. Newtos picture is, who dares demand we accept female custodes? Chaos? No, another religion. That'd be Judaism. Judaism would be that other religion. I only put this thread in here for one thing, and it was this comic panel right here. This comic book, this web comic. Whatever. For those listening, I'll try and describe it as I read it. Oh, sorry. I'm reading this. Sorry. I'm reading this like manga. I'm all backward. I'm all whipped around because I'm Japanese weeb. I was reading this like a manga panel, but it's a American comic panel. Silly goose, Lou. Let's do it the right way. Wait, female custodes. Female custodes turns around. You, hold on, what's this? It can't be, says the runt to the custodes. Is there a problem here, governor? Well, of course there's a problem. Just look at her. What about her, says the male custodes. Runt replies, what about her? My lord, can you not see? She's a woman custodes. I mean, just shouldn't be them. And then the male custodes look at him, and he's like, there's always been female custodes. The runt looks up at the male custodes in absolute fear. Like hell there are! Is this some kind of jest? Male custode says, governor, mind your manners before I'll mind them for you. Then the female custode says, it's all right, brother, I'll talk to him. Female custodes waves the male custodes off. Female custodes watches as he leaves. Strange indeed, even the sisters failed to notice the change. You've impressed me, governor, I must say. He grabs him. But I think it's time you play along with everyone else. Now repeat after me. There have always been female custodes, and the third eye opens up because she's really chaos, because there are no fucking female custodes, it's chaos, you fucks. It's evil and taint. There is no such thing as a female fucking custodes, and this would actually be a cool twist. This is how they could fix it. They could fix it. They could make it real again. They could fix it all. They could fix it all and make it incredibly cool. They could make it an incredibly cool chaos infiltration traitor story. It'd be very neat. Whatever. Warhammer 40K is getting woke. Henry Cavill is apparently playing a Nazi or something, and some of his videos or some shit. I don't know. Who knows? Hopefully not. Hopefully, or playing like a Nazi killer, like anti-Nazi propaganda, Jew movies. I don't know. Please no. Please no. Hopefully he is the Nazi. He's playing the Nazi character. I hope. Probably not though. Would be really, dude. I mean. You're saying Henry Cavill's coming out in these new Nazi movies? It'd be sick if he was the Nazi in the movies. I doubt that would happen, though. It just would be too based. Whatever. Next thread. Beware of zombie deer disease. Provided by Pole News Central. Thank you, Pole News Central. Oh, there was also threads Clown World sent me, but I forgot to put them in the show. Sorry, Clown World. Oh, well. It'll be for the next show. They'll get in there. You'll get them in there eventually. Two hunters may become the first Americans to die from a zombie deer disease. Experts have been warning for years that the nearly 100% fatal chronic disease, which leaves deer confused, drooling, and unafraid of humans, could jump from animals to people. One of the victims, a 72-year-old man, suffered rapid-onset confusion and aggression, as well as seizures. He died within a month. I wonder what he was like. I wonder if he was really zombie-like. Do you think he was, like, actually zombie-like, since it went into humans? It'd be cool if we had, like, an actual zombie outbreak. That'd be cool. That'd be neat. It also would suck dick. Green Text may have been infected with zombie disease. Green Text researchers suggested. Green Text new study theorizes. Sounds like fear mongering unless they can prove it. I don't know. Sounds cool, but also if there was like an actual zombie outbreak, it would actually suck. It would suck dick, and you'd probably die. Really, you'd probably die. Your stuff would go bad or wrong if they were like, it depends what kind of zombies they were. If they were slow-moving Walking Dead zombies, easy mode. Easy mode. If it was like Dawn of the Day of the Dead or whatever, or 99, 1 month, whatever that fucking movie is, 60 days, 90 days, 30 days, whatever that fucking movie is, with the zombies that run at you. The run at you zombies, and also like a single drop of blood can infect you. So it's not even about them biting you or scratching you, it's like a single drop of blood touches you and you're infected and you're fucked, and also they run at you. they're like super speed zombies and they can absorb damage, and like, dude, fuck that zombie world. That would be awful. That'd be the end times. You'd be dead. But if they were slow, discombobulated, stupid zombies, which is what this sounds like, slightly aggressive, stupid ass zombies, that'd be fucking awesome. That'd be cool, and also a really good way to for all the boomers to just stop existing. Dio says 30 days later. That's the one. That one, 28 days later. Well, 30 days later, 28 days later, whatever, round it up. You were close, Dio. Next thread, sex robots epitomize patriarchy and offer man a solution to the threat of female independence. Posted in April 27th, 2017. That's quite an old article. You're getting to make your point. What are the political consequences of the rise of the robot waifus, also robot waifu general? Well, the consequences are happy males, and probably happy females too, but just someone that gives you all the love and attention you could ever want. Someone that gives you undivided attention all the time. Are you sitting near your computer? Well, your robot waifus could be right next to you, kneeling, blessing you with her presence, because she's a good robo waifu, and the only thing that matters to her is you and your happiness. That sounds like fucking utopia to me. This leaf says, who needs a robot? I have two hands. It's more about the physical contact of another person, but people will be like, it's a fucking thing, Lou. It's a puppet. It's a robot. But if it has actual sentience-level AI and it can move and touch and feel, I don't know, man. It's gonna be pretty accurate. I think it's gonna blow people's minds once they get closer to the singularity. Boston Dynamics just released a new video of their new robot, and it can move very well. Let's watch. Interesting way to get up. Interesting. This is good, and I also like that the head is not a human-like face. They have to start with robots that are human-like in nature, but not the... Dude, the face has to be the last thing. The face is the last thing you perfect. It's the hardest. Just get the body and everything else working. One. God, we're so close. We're so close. We're so close. We're so fucking close. We're almost there. Reminder that women are half your race, and that hating your women while being an ethno-nationalist is fucking retarded. I guess, but a lot of those women that are, quote, half your race, unquote, are either coal-burning sluts or in the triple-digit body counts, which do you want them to be a part of your ethno-state anyway? PC says, the kike propaganda, robots are better than women. They will be. Once we get there, they will be. They'll be way better than women, and I can't wait. Women's just gonna be a complaining piece of shit. Can't wait for this. Oh man, I can't wait for this day. Yeah. Accurate. That's what it should be. This kind of, just do this fucking head thing. Exactly. Good boy. Good boy heart. Ah, oh, Bay's mine heart. That's great. Yeah, do that. That's all we need. That's all we need, man. That's enough. Clan World says, we must reconcile. The reconciling will come after the robo waifus, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. Just sit back, relax, and... Dude, we are the people that get to enjoy the robo waifus before the apocalypse. Sit back, enjoy the robo waifus before everybody loses their fucking minds, and society collapses in on itself. Just fucking sit back and enjoy. God, guys worry too much. Let our children worry about that shit.
Wow, robo waifus.
Luke says 90% of women reject black men. Dude, bullshit. Bullshit. 10% of women fuck dogs. And the other, and then 15% more fuck niggers. And then 30% more earn triple digits. And 20% more in double digits. And then you're left with just a couple percentage left for you. This leaf says, how is masturbation in your own home patriarchal when everyone does it? Green Tech's solution to a non-existent threat by denying its relevance? Absolute mental gymnastics? Well, if we get artificial wombs, dude, we could you could probably completely replace the women. So, when you say it's masturbation in the home, if you're turning it into an artificial womb and you're having actual childbirth and it's literally replacing a romantic partner in your life, I don't know, man. I don't know. That seems like an absurdion to the current order of things. Fashy gives me $2. Thank you, Fashy. Thank you very much. Futurama.
Ordinary human dating. It's enjoyable and it serves an important purpose.
Babies.
But when a human dates an artificial mate, there is no purpose, only enjoyment. And that leads to tragedy.
No.
Neato! I'm Marilyn
Monroe. Marilyn Monroe! Hot!
You're
I want that.
Dreamboat.
Billy everything.
Harmless fun? Let's see what happens next.
Hot.
Billy, hot. Do you want to walk your dog?
No, thanks, no. Mom. I'd rather make out with my Monroe bot.
Billy,
actor.
Do you want to get a paper route and earn some extra cash?
No, nah. Thanks, Dad. I'd rather make out with my Monroe bot.
Accurate.
Billy,
so
you
accurate, Fashy.
We can make out together.
Gee, Mavis, your house is across the street. That's an awfully long way to go for making out.
Yeah.
Did you notice what went wrong in that scene? Ordinarily, Billy would work hard to make money with his paper route. Then he'd use the money to buy dinner for Mavis, thus earning a slim chance to perform the reproductive act. But in a world where teens can date robots, why should he bother?
Uh-oh.
Why should anyone bother? Let's take a look at Billy's planet a year later. Where are all the football stars? And
only
where
here?
Are the biochemists?
Aww.
They're trapped in the soft, vice-like grip of robot lips. All civilization was just an effort to impress the opposite sex. And sometimes the same sex. Now, let's skip forward
into
the future.
I love how all of society is destroyed, but drama is also destroyed. Like, we are at peace and in unity, but also all society has crumbled.
Where's Billy?
Where's Billy? Based. Dude, fuck everybody. Happy life.
The next
Happy
day,
life.
Billy's planet was destroyed by aliens.
Dude, Billy's base. Dude, Billy's
Have
the
you
greatest.
The name of Billy's planet?
Billy's literally
Earth.
Me.
Don't date robots.
Brought to you by.
Dude, Billy is literally me, and I completely. That is literally my fucking. That's my philosophy on this whole shit. That's literally my entire philosophy. Fuck everybody else. I'll be the happy Billy. I'm gonna be Billy, and I'm gonna be very happy. Fuck everybody else. I don't see a problem with this, Fashy. I see no problem with this whatsoever. I get my Marilyn Monroe bot, and everybody else gets blown up by aliens. Fucking base. Nothing of value was lost. This Aussie says, I believe it will result in total woman replacement, and that's a good thing. Well, and male replacement. Women will have husband batus. Husbandus? Robo husbandus. There we go. That one. A lot of people in the thread are saying fucking a robot would be the same as fucking a sex doll. I see a lot of people posting that comment and trying to equate it to that. I don't agree with that at all. You gotta understand, artificial intelligence, if it progresses at the rate it's going right now, it's gonna be a real thing. And these will be basically sentient creatures. They'll actually be incredibly fucked up to enslave them as sex robots. I mean, that's kind of an immoral thing to do to a creature that has sentience. Kind of fucked. But I can't wait. I can't wait for my robo waifu. But the sooner the better, really. PC says, it's buying into a kike lie. You could replace the men and women of your society. No, you can't. You cannot replace the men and women of the society. But the whole point I'm trying to make with all this is, we cannot stop the singularity and going towards this accelerated robot-like future. It seems to me to be almost impossible to stop or be very difficult to stop. If you stop it or slow it down, you're going to empower our enemies. Because let's say the United States slows down production of AI, then China will ramp up production of AI and we will have a strategic disadvantage. It's just militarily, there's incentive to research and push AI forward. If a country stops pushing it forward, or they regulate it too much, or they stop the scientific progress, then other countries will take up the slack and do it instead. And it seems to me having a fucking army of automated robots seems like it'd be a pretty powerful fucking thing to have. So I think there's quite a bit of incentive for nations to gain the technology of robo waifus, just in a military type sense. Jesus, I can't fucking speak language. Chamal says the brain is in a machine. I don't think consciousness could be replicated by computers. It's just like how Luddites thought hydraulic man would become sentient. I disagree completely. I think we're figuring out intelligence right now. We're closer than we've ever been to understanding how the brain works at a fundamental level. How human intelligence works, because we just copied what our brain did. We literally just copied the way neurons work with salt. Like the salt content, we basically transferred neurons into electronic neurons. And we made these neural networks that are just a imitation of what our brains do. But they work. We have fucking proof of that.
So we get closer and closer and closer to understanding the one mystery we've always had trouble understanding: our fucking genius-like intellects and our ability to reason unlike animals. PSC says we can have AI without enslaving men to sex box. I was getting to the point. The point I was trying to make or get to was we're accelerating towards this point where robots are coming. We can't stop that. I don't believe in my headcanon that's possible to stop getting the robots. And by the time we get the robots, I'm going to be too old to fucking really, like, it's not going to be my job at that point to fight, do the robo waifu fight. So I'm going to push living as equals with the robos, like my robo love waifu that I will love and cherish forever. Okay, so I'm going to push equal rights with the robo waifus and for love and peace with the robo waifus. That's going to be my life mission, because I bet that'll happen in my lifetime. But I mean, that's a fight for another person, man. That's a fight down the line that I'm not gonna have to worry about. What I'll worry about is forming public consciousness more towards friendliness and cooperation and unity with the robots. So that when it does reach that time where there's a fight for robot rights or the robot war or the Armageddon or whatever, hopefully by that time we're so integrated with each other that we can't just fucking genocide the other race. Like we can't genocide the robots, we can't genocide the humans because we're so integrated together. That's my vision for the future. Humans and robots in a harmony, synchronized together, working towards a multi-planetary utopia. That's what I want. I want Warhammer for real. I want to be the Empire. I want our fucking race to be the goddamn Empire. That's what I want. Clan World says, for every robot you save, I will shoot one. If you shoot a robot, it would be the same as blowing up a car. Clan World, you would be charged for it. So if you want to shoot robots and then get charged $50,000 a pop for the damage you've caused to it, go for it. Sure, there'll be tons of people taking it to court for that. Have fun. Let alone if they get actual rights and then you just literally murdered a living thing. Good luck going to jail with that. Whatever, all this is hypothetical. Like I said, I'm going to be so old and gone by the time any of this even comes to fruition. It's not going to even be my fight. I'm just going to have fun with the robo waifus because that's literally my part in the story. I'm the fucker that gets to fuck the robo waifus, and I'm fine with that, and I'm happy with that. There's nothing wrong with this. Badger says, this is the same propaganda they told whites about multiculturalism. No, the whole propaganda between multiculturalism is we need immigration because our population birth rates are dwindling, and the only way to supplement those is by immigration. We gotta have immigration because that's how we offset the loss in population. But I don't agree with that, and I don't think immigration is the way to solve depopulation. That's just false. I think prosperity and land and space and incentives to build that space are what will boost childbearing, child rearing. Clown World says, if no one's around to hear it, did it actually happen? Well, I guarantee you they will be fucking networked to fucking 5G towers or fucking 8G towers by then, or whatever the fuck number we're on, and you'll shoot him, and then he'll transmit that video to the fucking cell tower, and then, you know, it'll go straight to whatever fucking cloud that shit's stored on. Welcome to the future. Have fun. I hope you have a scrambler around your house in this crazy future we live in, Clown World. But that'd probably be illegal. You're gonna put that scrambler up, and the feds are gonna come right to your house. Good luck with that. Fashy says, or you could get a job, get married, have a bunch of children, and when you're old, you get to enjoy time with your grandchildren. Or I could not have a job, get Gibbs from the government, fuck my robo waifu, impregnate my robo waifu's artificial womb, have robo waifu children that are beautiful because they're genetically engineered, and then enjoy my time with my disease-free child. Incredible. I can't wait for the genetically engineered future. Chamal says, people have more kids the worst things are, and not when they are prosperous. I agree with you at the statistical level, Chamal, and that's because poor people make dumb choices. Poor people make stupid choices, and rich people tend to make better, smarter choices. So, poor people just fuck like rabbits, and then, oh, oopsie whoopsie, had a baby. Okay, yeah, I get it. But that's just a side product of society and how it functions. What we shouldn't have people so fucking poor that they're fucking spitting out babies like that anyways. Even with a prosperous peoples, the birth rate shouldn't fall to where it's negative or going backwards. I don't believe that having a prosperous nation will prevent you from having a positive birth rate. But yes, I agree with you that poor people tend to make worse choices, so the birth rate does go up in poor areas. But I mean, it's not really that much. It's like 20% or something. It's not like 500% increase. Badger says Lou is the boomer of his time. Maybe. I won't die on that hill. Sure, you're probably right. Clownwell says it's funny. He thinks he's gonna afford one of these on a government stipend. Dude, they will be doing everything in their fucking power to be loaning me one of these robo waifus. Clownwell, do you even do you not? Obama phones, Clownwell. Obama phones. You could go to a stand and get an Obama phone for free. For free. A robot's gonna be half the cost of a car. So I don't think it's too far to assume that we might even get government-provided robo-waifus. They're really shitty and propaganda-filled. Dio says, in this future, we will all live in the lap of luxury with unlimited pussy and resources. The greatest baby boom the world has ever seen. I fucking hope so. Are you mocking me? I hope that's unironic, Dio. Because yes, based. I agree, yeah. That's what it will be. Prosperity and happiness. The likes the world has never seen before. It'll be slave labor returned, but without the moral ambiguity like we had before. Well, for a time being, at least. Clownwell says, now I know Dio's being ironic. I got that feeling as well, Clownwell, but we're just gonna take it as unironic, because I can. Luke says, the government should provide subsidy families, like, the government subsidizes you not having a girlfriend. They subsidize you a girlfriend. That'd be funny. They basically, like, the government basically incentivizes you to get a robo waifu so you can have artificial babies. That'd be hilarious and something they would do. Luke says, Lou will be a boomer in 10 years. Stop bringing horrifying facts to my attention, Luke. And you'll be out of high school in like 2 years, Luke. Go fuck yourself. Ha ha! I could do it to you, too. Enjoy life, faggot. Luke says, or have the mentality of them. I forgot how old he is. I'm a millennial. I don't tell people my age because I don't want to get doxed. Luke says, if Robo Waifu's real, what happens to my true self forms? It'll be like a super niche form. It'll be super niche. They'll be like, I don't need a Robo Waifu. I want a real waifu. And until a real waifu accepts me, I just won't have it. It'll be something like that. It'll be super niche. Dio says, you afford one, then it will work for you until you get the next one, and so on and so forth. Every person can have an army of these robots if they want them. You're saying that ironically, Dio, but I think it will kind of be a form of that. Because it's like property ownership. Someone buys a property, they rent the property out. They use that income to then buy another property. Now you have two properties. Now you're renting two properties out. Well, you use the income for those two properties to buy two more properties. Now I have four properties. I'm renting four properties out. Now I take the income from that. I buy eight properties. Now I have 12 properties. I'm renting out. Like, it's like that, bro. So I don't think you're too far off. And I don't think, even if you're saying that in a mocking way, I don't think it's, I think whoever gets the most robo waifus the fastest is gonna have the most resources. I don't know. It's like free labor. Fashy says, the collapsed and broken American government's gonna be begging to send loan me a sexual robot, sure, Lou. If it promotes babies and they're not that expensive, like, I mean, let's say they got the cost of robo waifus down to $5,000. That's stretching it, but let's just say it got down to $5,000 for robo waifu, maybe $10,000. I don't think it's so far off that the government might not subsidize that in some way, like, hey, you buy a $10,000 robo waifu, we give you $5,000 on your taxes at the end of the year, whatever, because it would be promoting childbirth and the government wants a positive birth rate. Clownwell says, with his mentality, I'm sure it'll all work out fast. We won't be put up against the wall when the population is 20% white. If the population is 20% white, the entire economy and If the population is 20% white, society will cease to function. The Civil War will have already started, and society, like, we will live in a fucking apocalypse land. There will be no robo waifus because diversity and inclusion will have taken over America, and the competency crisis will have reached levels I cannot even fucking imagine. You're talking about two different futures. The robo waifu future is only contingent on the Jews getting people's, like, you guys think robo waifus are a Jewish type future, but robots are the future regardless of who's in power, period, because they are a strategic advantage in war, period. So if a country wants automated humanoid robots that can shoot people, they need robo waifus. They need robots. It's just a natural progression of technology. Luke says subsidies to families. Well, what is same thing? They subsidize, they give you a, you mean they subsidize regular people making, like, regular people doing, yeah, I agree with you, Luke, sure. Just give Gibbs to actual, they already do that, Luke. If you have kids and you're already not making enough money, they already give you that. But if, maybe you're right that they should give incentives if we had robo waifus to people that were procreating regularly. Sure, why not? I don't, who cares? We're not even there. So it's like a what if, but all this is a what if, so who gives a fuck? Luke says, give money to people with kids. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. Way far off. PSG says, you think the robots will allow you to have white babies? If Jews are not in power, yes. Probably only white babies. Badger says, funny coming from a faggot to Luke. Luke says, I have a girlfriend autist now. Am I gay? Dude, Luke's girlfriend actually looks pretty cute. And she has the lines under her eyes. And my training detector is not going off. So maybe I'm getting fooled, but I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think it's a tranny. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It's not wee-wooing. I think Luke got a catch, Badger. I'm a little jelly, Luke. I'm a little jelly. Show to us after the show. Okay. Clanwold says, if the population is 20% white, unquote. Yes, Lou, that would be the result of the robot revolution you're begging for. Clanwold, I am not begging for the robot revolution. It is inevitable. I do not see any other pathway, and I just described why. If we as America lock down on robot production, like, let's say you want to stop robo waifus. Tomorrow we say robo waifus are banned in America. All science for robots is banned in America. Do you think China and Russia would stop development on robots? The answer is no, they would not. So we would be putting America at a disadvantage to stop the production of robo waifus. So robot revolution is the only path forward in my mind. There is no other way that it's gonna go. That's the future. Now, I do not believe that just by getting robot waifus, that instantly leads to, oh, all the white people are gone. Why would it? It just, cause the Jews will be controlling the robos? I hope the fuck not. They better not be controlling. Dude, if they control the robot waifus at that point, it's because they have a centralized bank and we have failed in our mission. That's what that means. Our mission is to prevent the Jews from creating the centralized bank. And we're at the last hurdle for them to get that. They've consolidated all the banks down to 3 banks. Okay, we used to have hundreds of banks. Then we had tens of banks. Now we have 3 banks. And when the next crash happens, we'll have 1 bank. They will finally have what they have sought after all these years, the centralized bank of the United States. And our mission, I mean, I'll stand behind this no matter what, that cannot be allowed to happen, period. I will be on the street, guys. I will be on the street yelling every day if that is even hinted at that year. You don't understand. It is our mission to stop that from happening. That's the worst case scenario. And when it crashes again, that's what they're gonna do and try and say they're gonna fix everything and fix the monetary system, and they're not. They're just gonna consolidate even more so they have even more control over it, and we will never, ever own anything ever again. We will never own anything ever again. Clanwold, you will be right. It will be 20% white. There will be a robot revolution and it will be awful, like you say. But I see a pathway where that doesn't happen, where the centralized bank is not allowed to form, and we have we literally have a second Germany awakening, where, and I already see it happening right now. I already see, like, a way for that path to happen. All the normies are waking up right now. Everyone sees that the Jews are the problem and that they're massacring women and children and that they're evil itself. And as public consensus continues to grow and the Jews continue to lose grip on everything they've built so far, I think it will naturally come to right itself if we steer it correctly. And it's gonna be a very, it's going to be hard when the crash. When this crash happens, we cannot be inactive, and I am not going to be sitting behind my computer if the economy crashes again. I'm going to be on the streets, hopefully not like January 6th and some entrapment scheme, but I will definitely be on the side of the road preaching to everybody, just normies, yelling at the top of my lungs to my local community that they're trying to destroy America with a centralized bank. And I will do that every day, and I will fucking record it and post it. And I will wake people up that the Jews are the problem. And that moment in time will be the key moment in time where it is possible to change the world. That is where they are at the weakest. They try to act like they're the saviors and they're super strong and they're going to save you. That moment in time is when they are at their weakest because they have no power anymore. When everything crashes to dust, their power is at zero. Their influence is at zero. They have no power. They have no influence because everything has crumbled. And at that moment, we have to pounce. That is the moment. I write about it in my book. Be ready. It's coming. Luke says, Lou would form a fucking terrorist group if former waifus get banned. I don't know about that. Okay, finale of the day after all the former waifu talk. NPR CEO holds TED Talk, where she explains how truth is inconvenient and unnecessary. Picture is NPR CEO Catherine Marr on the truth. Our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. That is horrifying. Truth is the only thing people should strive for. Truth is reality. And truth is what I build and base my entire life around. I hate when people lie. I hate it so much. And everyone lies. And it's always so fucking frustrating to me. And it always confused me and bewildered me as a child. The whole concept of lying. Because the way I thought about it in my mind was, if I lie to these people and they find out that I'm lying, then they will forever know that I'm a liar. And why would I want that? That's what I want the least of anything. I don't want that to happen. So as a kid, I always tried my best not to lie. Lying just wasn't a concept for me. But I guess there's a time when a kid normally is growing up where they figure out, oh, I can tell a lie. And they start telling lies and they start getting away with it and it influences them. Well, when I was a kid, I found out I could tell a lie and I told a lie and I immediately got caught. I immediately got caught as a kid and I tried again and I got immediately caught. So it was immediately ingrained into me as a child. Like, I can't get away with that shit. So it never got that positive reinforcement. I think it got on other people. I just was never good at it. I don't know, man. I hate lies. I covet truth. The problem with truth is, a lot of times the truth is very hurtful and the truth is very jarring and the truth makes people feel uncomfortable. And people, normies, hate to feel uncomfortable. This leaf says, if the truth doesn't exist, how can any common ground be found? If the truth doesn't exist, what is the motivating force behind your actions? This American responds, demons, dishonesty. It's just a world built upon corruption. That's what it is. Boo Goo says, only two people believe me and my family. The crash is coming. Nobody's ready for it. Boo Goo, when I wrote my book a year ago, it horrifies me that it's a year ago now. When I wrote my book a year ago, I was trying to hit 100,000 words in it, and that's why it's so convoluted and bloated. I was certain it was going to crash that month. I was so certain it was going to crash that month. And that's why I made the prediction about Taiwan and the market crash. They did something. I know they did it. I think I said it in the episode, like they did something or whatever. But there was a time when the entire mood flipped. It flipped. And I just knew it wasn't going to crash anymore. I felt it in my soul. Like, nah, it's not coming anymore. That's not happening right now. But every single day, I feel it getting closer and closer and closer. And I judge it based on everything that's happening in the market. It's like, how much longer can they keep shenagling? I feel like every time they keep shenagling it in a new way to keep it going longer, but it doesn't last as long as they think it's going to last. They allow banks to use all of their deposits to invest. which they're not supposed to be allowed to do. They're supposed to keep something so you don't, so there's not a bank run. But since 2022, they've had it so that banks could just have 0% of their money in their vault. I think they thought that was going to give them more time than they got. And just every time they do something else, and then it just, it keeps getting worse. And you look at what the mainstream, you need to look at what the mainstream media is saying. That's why I talked about GME the other day, 2 days ago. When every single media outlet is saying GME is going to dust, GME is dying, you got to think about why the mainstream media, the Jews, want you to think that GME is a complete failure right now. If Jews want you to think that GME is a failure, you need to think in your head, maybe this is a sign that they want me to sell it and not buy it. They do not want me to buy it. And I think they used GME to break the entire stock market. I think GME was the first step of them getting complete manipulative control over the stock market. Because when that broke the stock market, they found and created new ways to control it. Like the ability to disable buying of shares. That was a new game plan they got just then. And that's because they ran out of stocks to sell. You understand how that works? Like, there was no GME to buy. There was no GME to buy. So they couldn't sell it. That means that the price of GME should have gone up to like 5,000. Like, it should have just kept going up. It should have skyrocketed to infinity. Because no one wants to sell GME. And the bank doesn't have GME to sell. So the price should just keep going up. Because it's called supply and demand. If I want to sell my thing at $5,000 and people want to buy it at $5,000, then they're going to pay that fucking price. But the banks didn't. If it would have got to that price, GME would have had more value than the entirety of the fucking stock market. That stock could have taken down the entire stock market in liquidity alone. It was so big. And that's why they had to disable the buying. Dio says, it's the currency. More and more foreigners are turning away from the dollar. Too much risk. The dollar's stupid. I don't know why anybody would be buying the dollar. Also, the dollar is heavily, heavily, heavily manipulated. Heavily manipulated. So is gold. Gold's manipulated. The dollar's manipulated. But you can watch all of them and kind of get a judge for which one's being manipulated the most, kind of. That's what Maverick of Wall Street does. And he talks about that. He talks about how they manipulate all those. But you can kind of watch what one's doing and use it to see if the other one's being manipulated or not. Because they tend to follow each other. This America says, NPR only has ultra-feminine male voices on the air. Shit's been going on for over a decade. PBS used to have decent programming. Then it went full white man bad. Fuck that faggot Ken Burns as well. Bunch of nut jobs. It's because kikes infiltrate these non-profit. Because NPR is a non-profit. And I guarantee you, it is infested with Jews and the upper echelon of the CEO positions. Jews love nonprofits. Ooh, that's free money. That's tax-free money. Ooh, yay, they love that. Anything Jewy like that, where they get to work around rules. Ooh, I don't have to pay taxes. Woo! They love that kind of shit. Truth is important. Truth is more important than anything else. And I think as we near the singularity, near the robot waifu revolution, we will enter a time where it's impossible to lie to people. That's a thing I don't think people understand is coming. Once we figure out this AI tech and we could do relatively easy brain scans and Elon Musk's Neuralink chips become more normalized and less scary, one thing that's gonna come to arise that people don't understand is it's going to be impossible to lie to people. It's going to be impossible to lie to people. And what do I even mean by that? We're going to have lie detectors built into our brains. And people are going to want to see if you're lying or not. And I guarantee you there's going to be a way to show people if you're being truthful or not. Either with them connecting to your phone, to your head, or whatever, man. I don't know. But there will be a way to tell if people are lying to you. That's one thing that's coming. That's something that comes with this technology, this AI technology, like how they can scan all these X-ray images and just know which ones are niggers based on their bones. And humans don't even understand how the AI is able to do it. The human doctors are just like, yeah, we don't understand how it can just look at X-ray bones and just know that it's a nigger. So we can use these AI algorithms to bulk scan things or to scan, maybe scan people we're talking to tell us if they're lying or not. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to come. We're going to get literal mind reading. Mind reading will come. Mind reading will be real. I don't even think that's going to be that hard. They can already translate. If you have like a brain chip or whatever, they can already kind of translate your thoughts into text and then into audio. So Boo says, Sue, no more bullshit. I think it'll be much harder to bullshit people. And I long for that. I long for a future where we can't lie to each other. I want that to be. A lot of people think that would be the end of the world, not being able to lie to people. I think that'll be the birth of a healthier society. I think that also, that's a white pill. I think the fact that as we gain technology and prevalence in AI, that we will be able to discern if people are lying or not. I think that'll be a boon for society as a whole, to just be rid of lying. I think that'll just help us grow as a people. Clamwell says, if whites aren't working, then there won't be anyone to build these things, Lou. Laquisha and Tyrone aren't going to do it. I agree with you, but like I said, Clamwell, the crash is coming like right now. If we don't avert the centralized bank during this crash, it's going to happen in a couple, either this year or next year, Clown World. And I think it's this year. So it's not like this isn't like a fortune 10 years in the making that I'm giving out here. Like, oh, in 10, 20 years, this is the robo-wife. No, it's like, dude, in 1 year, when the crash happens, we either stop the centralized bank and stop Jews from taking over the world, or we don't. The end. I mean, it's that fucking serious. They either get control of everything or they don't. And it's up to us. And I mean, that's crazy, but it's coming soon. Get ready. I agree with you, Clown World. And we're going to have our time to fight real fucking soon. So get ready. If you don't want your zero whites thing, get ready. It's coming up. The time's coming up for peace and love. Jamal says, I think this isn't just a crash. It's the end of the dollar. I agree. I think it could be avoided. If we do, my system could fix the dollar or some derivative of it. It doesn't have to be exactly my way. If it's just kind of my way, that'd be fine. Or if they just take a fucking suggestion or if people just talk about it, I'd be happy. Just discuss something new. We cannot let this is what I'm going to close the show out with this. This is the last thing, guys. The thing that cannot be allowed to happen under any circumstances is to give control of our financial system back to the Jews after they fucking crash it again. And our government is going to want so badly to do that because that's going to be the only solution in their minds. The only thing that's going to be going through their minds is we have to give the Jews everything because they're the only ones that can fix it. That's what it's going to be. And we cannot allow that to happen under any circumstances. It just can't. It really will be go live in the fucking woods because that's where we'll be at in the world at that point. So that's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
I will not bow to a foreign flag. I will not serve a foreign government. The Republican Party, the GOP of California, is nothing but Zionist stooges. They do the bidding of a foreign power that has committed terrorist attacks against this country. The USS Liberty in 1967, over 200 casualties. They machine gun the life rafts. They used napalm on the casualties that were being triaged on deck. They planted bombs in U.S. military targets, morale, wellness, and readiness facilities in Egypt in the 1950s. They were trying to blow up United States servicemen and their families in Egypt and blame it on the Arabs. Israeli citizens committed these terrorist acts. It is by a stroke of luck that we detected the bombs before they went off and hurt any U.S. citizens or U.S. military personnel in Egypt in the Levant affair. All of the people involved in the Levant affair were Israeli citizens pretending to be Egyptian Arabs. We turned them over to the embassy in Cairo on orders of our United States State Department. Terrorists trying to kill Americans in a false flag attack. Never punished. Turned over to the Israeli government. They were never punished. These people are heroes in Israel. June 1967, USS Liberty, 51 years ago almost now, over 200 casualties in a false flag attack. We know there are Israeli fingerprints all over the 9/11 attacks. This is the flag of a terrorist country. They called the police on me when I started stepping on it and dragging it under my foot as I walked out the door. I was being escorted out by security. I'm leading with more than twice the support of the nearest person in third place. And they kicked me out because I won't serve a foreign power. I want you to remember this if you're a liberal, if you're a right-winger, if you are against the genocide going on in Palestine, if you're against United States servicemen dying in wars to expand Israel, if you're against veterans being dishonored at a convention where they're the leading candidate because they won't serve this terrorist flag, you have to vote for me on June 5th in California. We need to send a loud and clear message to AIPAC, that Israeli dual citizen Dianne Feinstein. She serves this flag. I'll never serve this flag. Vote for me on June 5th in California, and I will remove the Jewish supremacist Zionists from our government. And I'll make America great again by removing the terrorist element, the Zionist lobby.